This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Someone illegally shot that gray wolf that died in Grand County, and U.S. Fish and Wildlife now wants to know who did it. They'll pay a reward. The amount will depend on the value of the information provided. Now, this is the male that was captured in late August as part of the Copper Creek Pack. A necropsy showed a gunshot wound, and U.S. Fish and Wildlife says that's what led to the wolf's death. If you have any information on the death of the wolf, you can call the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service hotline at 1-844-FWS-TIPS. More folks are flying out of Yampa Valley Regional Airport than flying into the airport. That was the case on Thursday, with 15 nonstop flights scheduled. Inbound flights had 1,468 passengers arriving. Outbound flights had 1,953 departing passengers. Three flights that were late were because of baggage taking longer than expected to load. REPS, which is Reaching Everyone Preventing Suicide, says Northwest Colorado had 19 suicide losses in 2024. 11 were in Rout County, 8 were in Moffat County. There is a free suicide prevention training called Talk Saves Lives. It's next Thursday, January 9th. There are two sessions at noon and 5 o'clock at the Strings Music Tent in Steamboat Springs. It's free. Everyone's welcome. It's a girl. The first baby born for the new year at UC Health Yampa Valley Medical Center is Isla Renee Moran, born to proud parents Daphne West and Ryan Moran of Steamboat Springs. Isla was born at 3:11 in the afternoon on Wednesday, January 1st, weighing in at 7 pounds 9 ounces. Isla and her dad share the same birthday of January 1st. He was the first baby born at a hospital back in Virginia in 1997. Sailor hockey is this weekend. The Steamboat Sailors host Cap Rock Academy at 5 o'clock Saturday afternoon. It's at Howson Ice Arena. Head coach Brian Ripley says they've set some high expectations for the season with playoffs 3 years in a row.
We've kind of established a high standard. The goal is to keep it there and just worrying about kind of our own performance, our method going through, you know, what the priorities are. Defense first, transition fast, and then offense will come through that. But yeah, I'm really excited.
Sailors are going into the game at 8-1. Caprock Academy has not yet won a game this season. Moffat County Bulldogs basketball, they host Grand Valley Saturday afternoon. The girls play at 2:30. The boys are right after that at 4. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at KRAIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.